This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number three of Radio Law Talk. It is December 8th, 2018. Remember, when you're tired of politics radio, you just tune in here because we stay politically neutral. We do talk politics, but this is a politically neutral show, so we can gather everybody, and it's fun to argue both sides because we should be doing that, and we love doing that. It is exciting, it's entertaining, and it's very informative. This show is those three adjectives, but what is the best shows on Earth besides ours?
Alien shows.
The alien shows. Those are the best. I have to say I love the aliens.
We're all registered independent Republicrats, so...
That's exactly right.
Independent Republicrats. Yes.
Sounds good, Todd. We got Cal behind the glass, myself, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dirks here, and Rodriguez is gone as usual. But thank you, Chris, for filling in the last week, two weeks ago,
yes.
And it was nice to have him on board. He does have a real job. He works. So that's why it's hard for him to get in. We're going to do a case or no case. And we're going to talk about Michael Avenatti's problems with his divorce and the child custody issues, and a very interesting issue about what his former spouse or a strange spouse said or made a comment about his domestic violence arrest. Or did they arrest him, or did they try
to? They did. They arrested him.
Yeah.
He was initially charged with a felony.
Yeah.
And then
they've lowered it.
They haven't lowered it yet. What they did was they sent it back to the DA's office to decide whether or not they're going to file any other charges.
Yeah,
they dropped the felony.
Yes, but what's interesting is what we're going to discuss is what his former spouse did during this divorce. The divorce proceedings are still going on, and what she said in her note to the judge, or that's all I want to say. I want to tee it up because it's very, very interesting, and we're going to go behind the scenes of why we think those statements were made. But the most important thing we're going to do, and also we're going to do a really quick thing. It's really fun. We're going to talk about I'm going to tease you with some hilarious real-life courtroom exchanges, and I'm going to tease you by giving you one. And these are quotes from, and this is I don't know where I got this. I'll have to look it up on bradarison.com. Okay. Anyway, let me give you a quick example. Attorney. Now, these are actual quotes from court cases. Attorney, what was the first thing your husband said to you this morning? Witness, he said, "Where am I, Kathy?" Attorney, and why did that upset you? Witness, my name is Susan. So there's funny things like that happen in the courtroom. We're going to talk about. We've got a whole list of those things, but the most important thing we do third hour is we do case or no case. Last time, none of us got points. Let's see if we can get some points. Roll it out.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember you may play along at home, but no wagering. This is a contest of skill. As I would inspire our last case or no case. A Southern California mom claims she was threatened with a civil lawsuit because her son alleged to his classmates that old St. Nicholas is not real. Parents were so incensed that the pint-sized Claus truther stripped their kids of their innocence that they had a local elite law firm. I don't think it was Latham Watkins and whatever, but a local...
No, Penn & Associates. I thought that's the lead one.
Penn a letter threatening a suit due to emotional damage, flagrant disregard to parental rights, and facilitating the loss of innocence of child wonderment. Those know-it-all PTA suburban moms are upset, you could probably gather from that. Seriously, and it got worse. In lieu of the suit, the letter states the offending parent needs to pay for a full interactive Santa experience whereby a hired Santa will be hosted at one of the kids' houses with presents paid for by the mom's, you know, with the kid's mom. The purpose to reverse the damage the boy caused and re-spark the childlike wonder that surrounds the holidays. And so I start with you, Ms. Dirks. Case or no case?
I really shouldn't eat on the break before any of this stuff happens because
it's upsetting, isn't it?
I just have a hard time keeping my food. Well,
you were, just like to see me.
I thought you were growling and complaining about
over here struggling with a thought here. Okay, so threatened. Well, case or no case? So this is clearly not a case because the lawsuit was only threatened.
Well, we don't know that. I'm just telling you that this all came out when the lady said she was threatened by the letter, and we don't know what she did. So that I want to clear that up. I want to make sure that I'm not ruling out the case by the scenario that was presented. Okay?
So you said that the mom was threatened with a civil lawsuit because she said that her son in his class
claimed there was no Santa. Right.
And so what's the cause of action? You said it was
loss of wonderment.
Loss of wonderment, emotional distress.
Right. Flagrant disregard to parental rights. They felt it was their right to share whatever information they wanted with their children.
So, however, you can rectify what your son has done by paying for a Santa experience.
That's basically the situation, yes.
No case. This is coming completely from you being a Santa at your last week's thing, and I think that you're just making it up.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
All right, Mr. Penny, what say you?
I want you to go to Todd because I don't want to tee Todd off because I'm going to say something.
Oh, here we go. All right, Mr. Kunin.
So can I ask a clarification question on what constitutes a case or not? So if I think that some parent group hired an attorney to send the letter, and let's say hypothetically that nothing ever happened other than the letter, but people did get all upset. Would that be a case? Because, yes, I agree that happened,
yes,
but nothing ever happened as a result
correct
of that.
If Denise doesn't believe that the letter was sent that it happened, therefore she's saying none of this happened. You're saying if you're saying it happened, then you would get a point if that were
okay,
correct.
Okay, then I am going to say that, yes, this is a case. I believe somebody would go out there and retain an attorney to go ahead and send a threatening letter to folks, but I do not believe that any such case would have ever seen the light of day in a courtroom. I don't think that that would have ever happened. It would have never materialized into a filing, but I do believe the letter was sent. I do find it kind of ironic, though, that a group of parents are suing, allegedly, or threatening to sue somebody, claiming loss of wonderment and all of that, when in actuality those same people will eventually someday be defendants in the exact same lawsuit when their children do indeed find out the truth about Santa Claus.
Well, the case or no case here is, did the woman pay for the real Santa experience, right? Isn't that what...
No, the question is, did this scenario occur that I just presented to you? Did it occur?
If so, then what's the outcome?
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
Okay.
That's the other half of it. Did it happen, and what's the outcome? Remember, this is a two-point question always.
Right. So I am saying, yes, this happened, and the outcome is, I think, a bunch of parents gave the potential plaintiff the finger and said, no, I'm not going to pay you anything for any of this. I mean, if this could be true, then every kid who told his classmates about where babies really come from before the parents had the right to give the birds and the bees talk, you know, how dare you tell my children that kids didn't come from mommy and daddy praying about it and then it happened, you know? The stork. That would open up all sorts of lawsuits. I think somebody wrote the letter and I think it stopped there. Nothing else happened.
I have some great insight on this, and I'm going to wait till the break and let you think about it. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag
case
or
no
case. Tell us what you think, because I'm telling you, and we're going to set up a little tease right afterwards. I'm going to come in and talk to you, Cal. I think I know what's going on. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Fred Penny of Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, Cal, we're in this case or no case, everyone's favorite time of the year, and the favorite time at Radio Law Talk. Can you please review it one more time for everybody listening?
Yes, the case is, well, I'm going to go find it now, because the case basically is a Southern California mom claims she has threatened with a civil lawsuit after her son told kids in kindergarten that Santa Claus wasn't real.
Right.
And so a big, high-powered law firm wrote this mom a letter saying, look, you took away the parents' right to reveal information. You took away their sense of wonderment. You stole their innocence.
Yes.
And therefore, the only way you can fix this is pay for a fully immersive Santa experience,
yes,
complete with gifts that you're going to pay for. And that's what you've got to do to get out of coughing up big money for this lawsuit.
And I set this up because I am ready to bring out some great, important light on this issue. And, Cal, it's how I think in these cases and how I'm looking at you thinking. So this is the Princess Bride.
So you could have put the poison in your own goblet, trusting
on
your strength to save it. So I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you've also bested my Spaniard, which means you must have studied. And in studying, you must have learned that man is mortal. So you would have put the poison as far from yourself as possible, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
Trying to pick me and getting away
from me. And that's
me. Trying to make
I am trying to. Let me tell you, I have heard, I don't care who's right or wrong, I have heard this before. So I don't know if I can be disqualified, but now. So this is a case, but this is a real letter. This did happen. Now, whether the case ever occurred, I don't know. But I know similar things like this have happened. And the answer is it's a case and or a letter was truly written and or a threat of a lawsuit was truly written. And the answer is they did not have to send little Joey to Santa school to learn more about Santa. So they lose. So I don't know that the case ever came about. But this is an actual factual event that occurred. So.
For those of you who say this was a factual event, that would be Todd and Fred.
I told you! I have heard this.
Actually happened. The letter was sent, but there was no record of a court filing ever having been made. So the letter was sent. We don't know if they just said, oh, come on, get real, you know, or they hashed it out in some other way.
They
but there was no record of any case ever having been filed. So that means that Fred and Todd each get 1 point. And, oh, wait, you get two.
Nothing came as
right,
a
result. You do,
yeah,
you're right.
Nothing came of it.
Yeah, you get 2 points. That's right. So, Denise, I'm sad to say, and once again, I can always tell when Denise does not do well in these because she gives me a certain look that basically says, I hate you.
Let me tell you.
No,
last week or the last 2 weeks when I was sitting in the big chair here and Denise is to my immediate right, there were several times where if I had looked to my right after saying something, I'm relatively certain that all of my hair and most of my facial features would have been burned off.
Good luck.
Burned off
this
had I looked
point.
To my right.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, you got me there, she says. Mr. Kunin is within 2 points of Ms. Dirk's point total, 85 to 87. Mr. Penny is 5 points behind, 82
yes.
points for Fred. So that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this hour's case.
Or no case.
Or no case. And
Merry
thank you
Christmas
all for playing
with
along.
That.
Yeah, thank you all for playing along on the radio.
Yes, that's fine. Hey, let's do this. Denise, will you talk? This is your area of law. Let's talk about the Avenatti case and this interesting issues. And before I get to you, because I want you to really talk about this, but before you get to it, I want Todd to set this up in how does Michael Avenatti get all this money? And Todd has done a little bit of research to determine how he has made the kind of money that he's got to pay out in this divorce.
Mr. Avenatti, and in light of the Christmas season, I will say, Mr. Avenatti or Nice, you make up your mind.
Ooh,
that was good. Hold on. I'm going to put up some Christmas music for that. All right, go ahead.
check your stockings to see if you were
Christmas
to see
music.
If you were Avenatti or Nice. Do you have a lump of coal, or do you have part of the $10 billion in plaintiff verdicts that Mr. Avenatti claims he has secured on behalf of his clients over his long and illustrious legal career, not the least of which is a case that he pled to and won in front of a jury last year. It was the case against Kimberly Clark and Hayland Health about defective surgical gowns.
I don't know. Ooh. No, those are. You know,
I'm going to sue
the
on that
flap
one.
Didn't stay closed in the back. I have had
flap issues before.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to know about your flap.
I don't know how embarrassing that could
be. My wife reminded me about my flap issues.
Did you
know when you were a little bit tipsy walking around before your surgery, you did this? And I said, really? Did everybody in the room see it? Yes, they did. Good.
So one of our, no,
I'm
that's
glad
the,
I waxed.
One of our,
oh. Manscaped.
I shall not
wait
go there.
Wait a minute, Denise.
But I think the Avenatti case was when doctors got somehow contaminated because of the gowns they were wearing.
That could be. But the fact is that he won a jury verdict just last year. And it was $454 million that his law firm is estimated could net as much as $100 million in legal fees for that case. And so, yeah, that's just a representative example, and that's clear he's got attorneys working for him, and that's not the only case he was handling, but a representative example of what he's been working on.
He's making money.
I don't think he's hurting for the income that's coming in. He's always said, like these times where he's being evicted from his law offices in Newport Beach, which he says he was closing anyway. He's always treated this as, I've got something more coming on the horizon. It's on its way in, and it's kind of the way he's conducted his legal business for the last 20 years.
Right. Well, one of the things that's kind of interesting is he shares this money with partners. It's not all coming to him, and the partnership that went under and got kicked out of their lease was actually his former firm. He has created a new firm now.
Right.
And so he's just has so much interest today. We don't have very much time.
Yeah.
We have to go to a break.
It blew by so fast this time period.
It has. But we're going to get back to it because I can estimate fairly closely what he did make for last year and what he has to pay for child support and spouse support.
We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
With Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Madison County, Mississippi prison inmate Todd Clinton Modi is now on the loose with a van and a gun. Police say Modi saw his chance Friday when the running prison van's driver's door was left open. Modi jumped in, took off wearing shackles and handcuffs, and even honked the horn at his girlfriend as he sped away. He's considered armed and dangerous, as the deputy's gun was also in the van. Madison County Sheriff Randy Tucker tells WLBT Modi made his feelings clear even before the carjacking.
The inmate had been to court on some felony charges where his bond had been revoked. You know, he made a statement he didn't want to go back to jail. Right now he's not in jail. He's at large.
Modi faced two felony drug charges and a felony weapons charge. Sheriff Tucker says he'll face additional charges. New Zealand police have charged a man with murder in the disappearance of a British backpacker, Grace Mullane, who'd been missing for a week. Her body has not been found. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And the Ad Council.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
I like the Amargosa Valley, too. I also like KBLF and KRAC in Red Bluff area, too. So, and I like all of our stations, KBDT, there's others. But thank you for putting us on the air. So, Michael Avenatti, his divorce. So what is going on with the divorce?
Well, his wife filed for divorce last year. And because with child support, you can go retroactive to the date you filed the petition. That means that you can have a higher burden of child support than you do with spouse support. With spouse support, you have to actually file a request, and this is a California case, so this I can talk about the procedure.
Yeah, hold on. I think everybody knows who this guy is. This is Stormy Daniels' lawyer. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And actually, he's a very prominent lawyer. He comes from Georgetown. There's a special scholarship award out of Georgetown that's called the Michael Avenatti Award.
The guy who said he was going to run for president but has since backed off.
Right.
Well, yeah, he kind of needs to. He needs to kind of cool his jets, I think, for a little while. So he's, because he's under such public scrutiny right now because of him being so public that I think that he's unraveling a little bit. Well, the court in California, in Orange County, California, ordered him to pay $37,897 per month for child support.
Right.
And that's assuming he probably shares his children with, you know, pretty equally. And then $124,398 per month in spousal support, which is a lot of money. So when
I don't know how she's going to get by.
When I look at this, and mind you, all of this support now is retroactive back $1,000 this year.
Right.
So it's taken this long to make the order. So he owes this huge obligation now in spouse support, more than $160,000 in spouse support for 12 months. Now, with that said, I tried to do a little calculation with the help of Todd in my head and on my calculator with what he's making approximately.
These figures may or may not be accurate because of the help of Todd, which is not always helpful.
Well, I kind of base it on him. She's probably getting about 40% of what he makes or something close to that.
So let's, before we get to that number, mm-hmm. let's lay out their lifestyle, the interesting part of their lifestyle. Before, and I want you to get into that.
No, means, I think.
Let's talk about the wild lifestyle. So in order to do this, he's going to have to get rid of some very necessary assets that are just necessities of life that the vast majority of people in Red Bluff need, and I know for a fact they need this. And
but
one of them is
you can't get by without them.
Yeah, you can't get by. No. Five luxury wristwatches. Cal, you better save those wristwatches in case Donnie gets mad at you. All right.
See, mine's a Citizen. Okay.
And you know he's going to be arguing now that she's trying to entrap me because without these luxury wristwatches, I am going to be late picking up my children.
That's right.
For the visitation because
I'm not going to be able to know how much time
I don't
spent.
Know what time it is in five different time zones. Dang it!
And now that 50,000 each of those watches that you can't get.
I can't rely on a Casio.
Okay. All right, I want to say something here. The marital standard of living is appropriate. Appropriate in long-term spousal support obligations, but not in short-term.
Right.
In short-term, it's gone by guideline. So what happened is he now has this huge arrearage of child support and spouse support, so the court is making him give up property to satisfy some of these arrears.
You heard it here on Radio Law Talk. Yep. Denise Dirks says that Michael Avenatti has a huge arrear.
Edge.
Sculpt
and his wife wants a piece of his asset.
And she wants a,
and she wants a piece of his asset.
But does he have lemons?
Are we
and neither did she.
Where's the anecdotal thing?
They say limits or
where's
lemons?
Our anecdotal thing?
Well.
So, sculpture by Frank, I'm going to say it wrong, Gary, expensive pieces of art, his wristwatches, and guess what? He's got to give up the 2017 Ferrari 488 GT.
How will he be able to pick up his kids?
How can you give that up? Now, his Honda Jet. Now, let me tell you, I like jets.
The Honda's a nice one,
too. Honda's a nice one. It's the newest jet, but it's a small one. It's only a $4 million jet. And as weird as arrogant, wait a minute, as arrogant as this sounds, that is a cheap jet. That jets are $20 to $40 million
each.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, so he's got the cheap Honda jet.
Right, she got a fourth of an interest in that jet because the jet, mind you,
he owns half.
He owns half, and because of this firm owns the jet.
Right.
So he owns half, she gets a fourth of it.
That's right. So she's going
to
be cruising
around. So she gets to travel around in that jet.
So my question is, if she gets a fourth of the ownership interest of the jet, does that mean that she is also now responsible for a fourth of the pay and upkeep of the jet?
That they are expensive.
Including paying the pilots and, you know, the gas and all of that.
Yeah. Arguably. The funny thing is that Avenatti's expenses come to $40,000 a month, but his wife's only came to $25,000. So look how much they gave her in temporary spouse support that cover more than covered. Her expenses. I'm more talking like what, five times?
Well, she's got to have a buffer zone where she can get back on her feet again.
Well, she's got a jet.
Yeah, she's got a jet. But
she works, you guys. She also works.
She has a luxury clothing business apparently
exactly.
That does fairly well. So, but anyway, so the Ferrari's gone. I was going to look for it and try to buy that. Maybe we make so much money at Radio Law Talk. Maybe Radio Law Talk can purchase it. What else?
I'm
they
on
do?
That bandwagon.
Listen to this.
Wait, I brought you a Ferrari, Fred.
Matchbox.
Yeah, this was interesting because the Ferrari was on a lease, so I didn't really understand how they quantified the value of that Ferrari to give to her. Maybe he has to pay the lease and she gets to use it. I don't know.
I believe that he has
asset.
To relinquish the vehicle and put the cost of the vehicle toward the settlement. If I read it correctly, now,
probably.
That's what
probably
I kind of got.
Probably he
from
has
that,
to
but
pay
might,
for it.
I think
yeah,
he has to pay for the lease.
Yeah, something
yes,
like
that.
Where,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. Listen to their lifestyle. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
And let me back up. Okay. We got to be very careful in ripping on people who have are financially well-to-do because that – but it's just, you know, why not rip on everybody? I mean, this is fun. This must make it fun. But that's okay if he's done well in life. Good for him. But this is interesting to see what he has to pay. And you want to understand and know what their lifestyle's like to see. Like Johnny Depp. I wrote a note here next to it saying, nothing compared to Johnny Depp's lifestyle.
Yes.
Johnny Depp's
yes.
lifestyle is very, very high. So I guess it's kind of your perspective in life where you come
right.
from. Some people are probably sitting down in Hollywood listening to us going, oh, that guy, oh, she's getting nothing.
So let's put it in perspective. Their lifestyle is what goes to the marital standard of living that helps to determine the long-term spouse support she's going to get. Will she get absolute long-term spouse support forever? Probably not, because their marriage was only 8 years, less than the 10-year presumptive.
Yeah, okay.
Long-term marriage.
Well, we'll talk about what that means. After 10 years, if it's long-term, then pretty much most of her life he has to support
yeah,
her.
Yeah, exactly. She has to become self-supporting within a reasonable period of time, but reasonable period could be a long time.
Right. So
and so now
deal.
these marital standard of living, what they did in their marriage becomes now at issue.
So now the question is, Denise, as stupid as this sounds, why didn't she wait a few years to divorce him? Right?
Well, hit
the 10-year, and then he's stuck with you the rest. He's got to pay you the rest of your life. What do you think about that? I don't know.
Yeah, actually,
I'm
that's kind of
that
an interesting
out.
Thing. But I have a feeling, because you see him with a lot of women.
Oh.
I don't know.
We're not going to say that
yeah.
here, because I don't want to.
Well, that is what she has alleged.
That's what she's alleged.
Denise, I got a question for you. So, you know, my acting career takes off, and I find myself down in Southern
Ooh,
California.
Will you remember us?
And I happen to run into this woman who, this is all hypothetical, I happen to run into this woman who puts herself out as being the former spouse of Michael Avenatti, and she's attractive, and we hit it off and decide, you know what?
Let's take a jet ride.
We're gonna get married or check up, whatever. We are going to hold ourselves out as a couple. We'll just say we get married. What happens to his spousal support obligations upon our nuptials?
Yeah.
As long as he has not contracted in a bad way, the law is that the spouse support goes away upon the death of either party or upon the remarriage of the supported party. Or possibly it's presumed that the need for spouse support is less should that person, the supported party, cohabitate.
So if I
and
go,
with anybody.
So if I go,
it doesn't have to be a male-female thing. It can be as long as they cohabitate with anybody, then the presumption is less need for support.
So it's not going to happen, Todd. Sorry.
If I go down there and we get married, because I have nothing that would remove that need from her.
Oh, married because of your money. She wants your money, right?
Well, no, because she thinks, she wants my money and I don't have the money. Yes. If I go down there and we get married, bad move for her. She's going to lose spousal support because we got married. But if I go down...
Well, that's one reason it's bad.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of reasons.
Oh.
But if I go down there and we just shack up, and I'm not bringing any assets to it...
Still an issue.
And she could still say, well, yeah, I'm living with the guy, but I'm not in a situation where I can now live off of his income.
Absolutely. That happens all the time.
All
in
right.
fact, we talked about somebody famous just a while back who was cohabiting with her fiancé and the kids and his kids, and the husband was still paying for all of that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Factually, I can't remember what the case was, but factually, that was it.
I just need to give notice I might not be here for 3 weeks. Going to go visit L.A.
We'll be back. We're going to finish talking about this divorce.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is...
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're just having so much fun. I love doing this. So, lifestyle, they have multiple multi-million dollar homes, again, private jets, talking about Avenatti's, trips to Cabo, the French Riviera, Paris. His wife spent nearly $20,000 a month on groceries. I would be weighing 700 pounds by then. How do you spend $20,000 a month on groceries? $20,000 a month
Beluga,
on clothes?
Caviar.
Apparently.
$12,000 a month on nannies and $27,000 approximately for vacations, gifts, and entertainment. Ready to this. The American Express bill. Ready? No, listen.
$12,000 a month for nannies?
Yeah,
how many kids do they have?
No, well, they have nice nannies.
Apparently.
Listen to this, Cal. The American Express bill was historically averaging $60,000 to $70,000 a month.
And they were paying it off every month.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, you can't. Wouldn't want to carry a balance.
So what's going on? What's
but
he
they had
pay?
Debt too. They had debt. He owed at least one time like $1.2 million in back taxes and federal, and then his law firm owned owed
millions.
Over $2.4 million. So there were debts there too, not just all this extravagant lifestyle.
So who's getting what?
Who's going to get what?
She's
more likely going to get support. She will get child support for sure. That's a give me. Probably it won't change that much unless he gets more time with the children or something like that happens.
Or his lifestyle money goes down.
He could take a dive, and also his wife's business could go up, and that could impact child support. But spouse support is looking over a period of time during the marriage and coming up with kind of like an average amount that they earned and what it took, in essence, to stay at the marital standard of living. And it's tempered by about 16 different factors like the age of the parties, the health of the parties, et cetera, et cetera. And you kind of look at it. It's very discretionary up to the court to do that. But typically we get a marital standard of living expert that does a calculation. They're basically a CPA that does this kind of factoring and comes up with a number. And then it's deemed to be long-term support. Long-term support is based on a 10-year marriage or longer. Short-term support is less than a 10-year marriage, and they had an 8-year marriage. So she's likely to get spouse support of some amount, approximately 4 years.
Now, let me ask you a question, Denise. In your practice, and you might not do this, primarily, you know, your practice is dealing with couples once they've decided to terminate the marriage. Do you deal with folks that ever come to you and say, okay, you're a family law attorney. We want to get married, but we want a prenuptial agreement. Can you draft that for us? Is that something you do?
Absolutely.
Okay. So my question then is, do you ever advise clients to say, well, okay, so we have the prenuptial agreement, and then after you get married, you have to understand that depending on if alimony or spousal support is going to be an issue, you may have to pay based upon standard of living. So my advice is that while you're married, you guys drive a beat-up old car, nothing but ramen and maybe rice for dinner. Just keep the standard of living low. Monthly food budget, $400.
So now my wife knows my tricks.
Yes. So that when it comes up, the standard of living is like, holy Toledo, you know, to keep it low.
I don't give advice to couples during the marriage like that because that would be a conflict of interest. But if somebody that came to me and wanted advice about how to keep their marriage in a certain way, we would have that kind of a discussion about marital standard of living. And if we do a prenuptial agreement, we would absolutely have a discussion about a potential waiver of spouse support. But one thing I would do for sure, or several things I'd do for sure, the other side before the marriage would have to have an attorney,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise it's not going to be enforceable.
Yep.
And we'd have to look at, these are the factors at the time that we sign the prenuptial agreement. Is that person working and can support themselves? Or not, or is it not a fair trade? And then you have to also look at the time that you're going to get separated and whether or not spouse support would be void as against public policy to waive it then because they're raising children and not working. So there's a lot of discussion that you would have related to prenuptial agreements. And it doesn't appear that Avenatti had one.
He probably thought he knew everything, so he could do it. I'm an attorney. I can do it on my own. You know?
So he has a restraining order brought against him and an allegation by a, Morale Minutucci? I don't know how to say it.
Marinara Parmigiana
Minutucci. Morale
Minutucci.
Ford Coppola.
Minutucci. Sounds good. What happens there? So what? Minutucci. Tell us the interesting thing that happened with his ex-wife on that issue.
So when I have to set up a little bit of facts. I'll try to do it really quickly. So when his wife filed for divorce and they separated, he actually had an actress move in with him, and she was his girlfriend, and apparently something happened between the two of them, and he grabbed her wrist.
Allegedly.
This is allegedly.
Allegedly.
But he grabbed her wrist, and he threw her out of his apartment and made her leave.
Set her.
Not through, but, you know, guided her or whatever.
Right.
Strongly encouraged.
Yes, and so she filed a restraining order initially. The restraining order, was it going to be a felony? And then when they reviewed all of the footage and all the evidence that went on with this, they took away the felony. They sent it back to the DA's office to decide whether misdemeanor charges. But he did spend some time. He actually had to check in.
Yeah.
to jail. So it was pretty serious, and it could be serious for his license to practice law, to be candid. So his wife, then his, well, his estranged wife, they're not divorced yet. His estranged wife came to his rescue, quite honestly, and said, he, even though he was verbally, you know, loud and he did these things, he would never hurt a woman. He'd never physically touch a woman. And he never did anything during our marriage that we can claim that he's done that. So this is out of character for him. Why did she do that? Because
money.
If he's in jail, what's going to happen to his practice?
The money's not going to flow.
If he loses his license to practice, that is extremely a serious thing. I mean, he will go from, you know, potentially $3 million a year in a you know, estimated amount that he's getting, and
that
to nothing.
Giving, that he's giving.
Yeah, no, no. Well, $3 million. No, $3 million is what he is, what he could potentially be making himself.
In essence, it's Jack.
Yeah, he only pays her $310,995. Oh, you're right. Times 12, it is $3 million he's paying her.
$3 million a year.
Holy crumb.
So,
Jack, after you've climbed the beanstalk, don't kill the golden goose.
Hello.
Exactly right. All right, let's move on from that. Let's talk about these fun things, these fun
facts. Wait a second. So that means if he's doing that,
it's a lot of money.
That he's making
$300.
Was it 24th million?
He's making a lot of money.
That's
holy
all we
got
to say. All right, here we go. Some great anecdotal things from some people pulled from cases in courts of law and or depositions.
That is our mission.
Yes. Question from the attorney. What gear were you in at the moment of impact? Witness. Gucci sweats and Reeboks.
Oh, stop it.
This is my favorite one. I love this one. So the attorney asked the witness, she had three children, right? The witness, yes. Attorney, how many were boys? The witness, none. Were there any girls? The witness, Your Honor, I think I need a different attorney. Can I get a new attorney?
Oh, that's so.
Attorney. What is the date? What is your date of birth? Witness, July 18th. Attorney, what year? Witness, every year.
Love that one. Attorney, attorney, how old is your son, the one living with you? Witness, 38 or 35, I can't remember which. Attorney, how long has he lived with you? Witness, 45 years.
It just seems that way. So now this is an attorney, and this is a serious case too, mind you. So he asked a doctor. He says, doctor, before you performed the autopsy, did you check for a pulse? The doctor says, no. And then the attorney says, did you check for blood pressure? The doctor says, no. And the attorney said, did you check for breathing? And the doctor says, no. And so the attorney says, then it is possible that the patient was alive when you began autopsy. The doctor, no. The attorney, how can you be so sure, doctor? Because his brain was sitting on a desk in my jar. He said, I see, but could the patient have still been alive nonetheless? The doctor witness, yes, it's possible he could have been alive and he's practicing law right now.
Good answer. How was your first marriage terminated? Answer, by death. Lawyer, and by whose death was it terminated? Answer. Take a guess.
Better. Now, doctor, isn't it true that when a person dies in his sleep, he doesn't know about it until the next morning? Witness, did you actually pass the bar exam? These are the greatest. We love this. Hey, thank you for joining us at Radio Law Talk. We had a great time. Join us next week, Saturday, live, 9 to noon Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you later.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle.
Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.